Our scriptures today are Matthew 6:25 and Philippians 4:6. Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Lord, we thank you. We do praise one last time for those who are listening by podcast. Lord, that you would bless them as they listen. Let this word be a word that blesses and gives them strength throughout the week. And we thank you for it. We give you all of our praise for them, and we ask that you would bless and speak through me today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today, coming from the topic, let go and let God, it seems like one of those cliches you hear people say all the time. Oh, if you'll just let go and let God. And I think I probably have said it many times to people, let God handle it. But there are times when we absolutely have to step away from the situation that we are going through, and we have to turn it over to Jesus. There's a song that we used to sing, and it say, turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. He said, that problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve it. I tried and I tried, but I just couldn't seem to solve it. And then the song says, turn it over to the Lord, he'll work it out. Oh yeah. But I kept hearing that song, so I just said the words to it. But I mean, it's so true. Sometimes we go through things and we're trying and we're giving it all that we have, but we come to a point where we really cannot work that situation out. We've done everything. We've done everything that we could do, and we have to now let go and let God have it and watch how he works out the situation for you. Have you ever been in that space? I can think of so many times when I've worked so hard trying to make things work out until finally I just go, oh God, you do it, which is what he wanted all along, you know, while I'm working so hard. And I'm, oh God, you have to do it. And then he works it out for me. He, you know, he wants us to do all we can do. But then at that point, we turn it over to him, let it go and let God work it out. Let him do what he's going to do. He already knows what he's going to do. You know, he knows all about us. He knows the plans that he has for us, is what Jeremiah says. He says, I have good plans for you. They're good. I know the plans I have for you. So why are we working so hard trying to work things out? You know, I'm going to make this work. You've been in bad relationships. I'm going to make it work. And that's not his plan for you. We have to let it go and let God do it. Let him work it out. Turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. Oh yeah. He will work it out for you. And so that's what the song says. Jesus will work it out if you let him. And that's the words of this song. And some reason it's filling my heart right now. I had no plans of singing or even mentioning this song, but I just keep hearing those words. It says, he will work it out if you let him. How many times have we said, okay, I'm turning it over to the Lord, and then we take it back. Maybe I can do it. Let me try one more time to fix this, to work this situation out. He says, turn it over to me and I'll work it out for you. Let go and let God do it. So I have a couple of scriptures that I just thought would kind of bring this home for you. And then another story I want to share just a little in a minute or so. But I just want you to start thinking about that. Whatever you're going through right now, is it something that you need to let go because it's got you so distressed? You need to let it go and just turn it over to God and watch him work it out for you. My first scripture today, it's a long one, but bear with me because it really says a lot. It's Matthew 6:25-34. And this is one I can think of, gosh, throughout my whole life, I've had to lean on this and go back to it. Go back to it. Every time it feels like I'm just too overwhelmed in life. I'm just too overwhelmed with trying to figure it out, trying to work it out, trying to make it work, whatever the situation may be. And I have to go back to this scripture and just keep reading it and letting it fill me up to know that he's got me. God's got us. He's got us. What do I say every week? Right in the palm of his hand. He's got us, and he can work it out. He truly can work it out for you. So let's read this. Matthew 6:25-34 says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or weep, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? I'm only going to stop here for a second because there's a minister and she was so funny. She said, do you ever see the birds out saying, oh God, are there going to be any worms today? Oh, do you ever see them worrying? No, they know God's going to feed them. They know what he has for them. And if he cares for the birds, don't you know he cares even more for us? He's going to work out every situation. But I can always imagine that, thinking of a bird, you know. Oh, are there going to be any worms? So, but anyway, 27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. He knows what we need before we even ask him. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So truly, we can't look too far ahead, worrying about too far. Well, what's going to happen in 3 weeks? If you know what? Let's worry about what's going to happen today. And let's not worry. Because what he said, why? If he can clothe the flowers in the field, and they're so beautiful. He cares about whatever you're going through. He can handle it when we can't handle it. He can handle it. And so I want to encourage you today. The main part of that scripture to me is seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And that just means get up in the morning seeking God. What do you have for me today? What do you want me to do? Whose life do you want me to touch? What should I do today, God? Seeking him first. Seek ye first his kingdom, his thoughts, his plans for you. Seek that first every morning. Get up seeking him and getting on that path that he has for you for that day. Everything else, it says, then everything else will be added. That means your food, your clothes, your kids, your friends, everything that you worry about. As you're seeking him, he's going to take care of that. So the story I want to share, I've shared it with Daryl earlier this week when he came in my office, because I was still kind of like, I can't believe that happened. So I told you all how someone stole my phone number. I know who stole it now. My mom's phone number, which we had for 40 years, and it had her voicemail with her on it. And so they took it by mistake. It was taken from one phone company to another by mistake. And so my phone company would not help me. I was so distressed. They would not help me on how to get our number back. I went at it. It's been a month. It's been a whole month process. I just kept going at it, and they were like, no, go to the other company. The other company would say, no, go back to your company. And so I was on the phone for days just trying to get this thing worked out. So much so I was like, I'm really tired of this. I don't know if this is worth it or not. You know, and my sister said, try one more time. I said, okay, I'm going to try one more time. And then, you know, maybe it's not meant. So I had gone to the store and to the phone store to do what the person on the phone said. Now you need to go to the store. So God did give me favor with one lady at not my company, but the company who ended up with my phone. He gave me favor with her. She called me and she said, I heard you. I heard what you were saying. And she said, and then I did a research on you. So I'm guessing she did a Google search on me to make sure that I wasn't, trying to steal the phone number. So, but anyway, he gave me favor with her. She said, I heard you. And so I'm going to try and help you get your number back. And so it was like a month ago that she said this to me. So she said, you got to go to the store. You have to go to the store, talk to a person there, and they can help you get it back. I'll just leave it like that. Because it was so much that I was ready to scream. So you know, where my state of mind was at the time. I went, he was not nice, and he did not help me with what I needed. I left the store again without my number, but he gave me a number. He said, try this number. So over the weekend, last weekend, I just couldn't do it. I just was like, God, I just really cannot call. I cannot deal with this situation anymore. So I waited a few days and I said, okay, one more time. And I called in the morning and they said, okay, you need to go back to the store and they can help you. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to do this one last time. I said, if you want me to have this number, I'm putting this in your hands. If you want this to work out, God, I said, I'm not going to do it anymore because I'm distressed every day and this doesn't make sense. And so I put it in his hands as I was driving. I literally had to let it go. And I said, either I have it or I don't. I really don't care anymore. I'm putting it in your hands, God, if this is your plan. So I was driving to the store. And I prayed that prayer and I got there and the guy was really nice. He said, well, let me see what I can do. And he went to try and work it out. And wouldn't you know, something only God could orchestrate. The lady who had been helping me the whole time calls me. She says, what are you doing? I need you to do this and this. I said, I'm sitting in the lobby of the store. And she was like, perfect. So she could talk to the guy and they could work it all out without me trying to tell them what they said over and over. So only God could orchestrate that, you know, only God. I couldn't have timed it like that. I would have said, no, I'm going to be in the store at this time. And can you call? It would have never worked. Only God could do that. And that's when you are like, okay, God, it's in your hands. If you want this to work, it'll work out. And if you don't, it won't. And so that's what we have to do. I still don't have a good ending just yet. I'm waiting still. They're almost there. They're waiting. But the fact that he allowed that lady to call right at that time, and then they all were on the phone. It was three different people on the phone at the store. And I'm just sitting there and they were working it out. But only God could do that. Only his timing works like that. We have to let it go. Literally, there's some things I was thinking about in our lives. One of my siblings gotten really on drugs, had gotten on drugs many, many years ago. And I remember my mom praying that prayer. And I'm sure most of you can relate to that. At some point, you've had family members that are, you know, many different things, but especially our kids. There's always something with teenagers and, you know. Anyway, I remember my mom saying, she said, you know what? I have to turn it over to God. She said, I can't worry, wonder where they're at. I can't continue to do this. It's awful to continue to keep that worrying. And said, only God can do this. Only God can work this situation out. And she said, I'm turning her over to God. And that's what she did. And she actually came back years later. But she actually reunited with the family. But there was a whole thing in that. But she, my mom, had such wisdom. She had to release it. And haven't we all had a troubled family member or something where you have to be like, well, I've got to put you in God's hands because I can't. And you've done everything you can do for them. You've put them in, you know, whatever it may be. You've tried to give them money, or you tried to save them from going to jail, or whatever it may be, because I don't know everybody's situation. But that was my mom's at the time. That was probably 40 years ago. But she had to just turn it over to God. She had to put it in his hands. She had to let go of the situation because she was trying. She was such a powerful woman with a real strong will. And so she would have fought that thing till the end, but she knew she had to let that go. She had to put her in God's hands and watch him work it out. Turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. That's what she had to do. And so I want to encourage you today, whatever you may be going through today, whatever the situation, and you've done all you can do. You've done all you can do. You've been faithful to it. You've supplied everything you have to supply to that situation. Now's the time to let it go and let God. And no, he says, no good thing will I withhold from you. That's his word. He won't withhold anything that's good for you. So if you can release it to him and allow him to work it out for you, Jesus will work it out. He'll work it out for you. So I just want to encourage you today. I'm sure you all are thinking of things that you might need to do. I had to do that. It was very simple. It was just a phone number. But I was so tied to it, you know. But until I couldn't do anything. I couldn't. I had to give it to God and watch him work it out. And that's just one thing. There's many things in my life. I've had to give it to him and watch him work it out. I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't do it in my strength. And neither can you. You can't do it in your strength. You can give it all. You're up all day long working, trying to make this thing work out. not getting any sleep because you're so worried about it. You have to turn it over to him and watch him work it out for you. Watch him make the way when there seems to be absolutely no way. When it seems like it just can't work, you can turn it over to God. Let it go and let God have it. My last scripture that I want to leave you with today is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. They're telling us, in everything, give it to him. In prayer and in petition to God, just turn it over to him. Be not anxious. Do not be anxious is what it says. Do not be anxious for anything. Don't be so worried. I know right now the world, it looks like total chaos. It looks so disturbing. Sometimes you turn on the TV and it just looks disturbing. But he tells us, be not anxious. Do not be anxious for anything. Even that, turn it over to him. Let it go and know he's going to keep us. No matter what it looks like, he's going to be our God. He's going to be our protector. We put our trust in him so we can trust him that he promised he will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He's going to be with us always, even until the very end. Until the very end, he's going to be with you. So you can turn it over to him and watch him work it out. Let it go and let God do it. Put it in his hands. God, if you have to do it, if you have to visualize, that's one that works well for me. If you have to visualize it, God, I have this issue. I'm handing it to you. You know, if you have to close your eyes and see yourself, handing it to him. And if you have to do it a few times because you like to take it back. Some people like to take it back. Let me see. Let me try one more time before I really give it to you. But hand it over to him and watch him work it out. He'll work it out for you. Jesus will work it out. He can work it out for you. So we thank God. I thank God today for being God. I don't know. I really felt this sermon today. It took me a while to get it. That's Lori, because I'm like, wait, Lori, I haven't got it yet. Wait. It took me a while, but I had to. I just feel it. We have to let it go. You have to let whatever is worrying you, whatever is stopping you, whatever it is, you have to let it go and let God do it. Trust that. He has a good ending for you. Well, he has his ending for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that we can turn it over to you. We thank you, Lord, that you will fix it. You will work it out. God, that it's too much for us. It's too much. And that's why you're there. Hand it to me. You're telling us, hand it to me. And so, God, we give you. As this group, we give it to you, God, whatever that situation is, whatever that problem, that issue, God, that family member, that sickness, whatever it may be, God, we give it to you and we trust you, God, that you'll work it out for us. We are letting go and letting you have it. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you are taking it. We give you praise today, God. Lord, we do pray, God, for those who are sick, those, God, who are in need of a healing, God, who are in need of just your hand, your touch, your peace, God, your comfort. We speak that, God, over those who are in need of it. We thank you that you see them. You know all about them. You are concerned for them and you're giving peace. God, you're giving comfort. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We pray once again for all of our prayer requests that we receive. We touch and agree with each of them. God, that you will work out their situation for them. You'll work it out. You're concerned for everything that concerns them and that concerns us. And so we thank you today. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh, you're an amazing God. And we do pray once again for peace. Peace throughout this world. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.